Radio Bilingüe presents Sounds of California y San Jose. This is part of Sounds of California, a radio series that captures the music and voices of the ever-changing California soundscape. This program is produced in partnership with the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The concert was held before a live audience at the Theater of the Mexican Heritage Plaza in San Jose. The program is hosted by Chelis Lopez and Russell Rodriguez.
The next number, a beautiful bolero by a woman composer from Mexico, Maria Griver, Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado, and known here in the United States as What a Difference a Day Makes.
Cuando vuelvo a tu lado, no me niegues tus besos, el amor que te ha dado, no podrás olvidar, no me preguntes nada, que nada de explicarte. El beso que dejaste ya no lo puedas dar. Cuando vuelvo a tu lado y esté solo contigo, las cosas que te digo en tus brazos y cuenta los latidos de nuestro rainbow before us, stormy weathers ignore us. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes, and the difference estrechame en tus brazos y cuenta los latidos de nuestro corazón. This
is my cousin, Federico. Somos primos. And the funny thing is that his son used to play with Charlie here. And then Charlie's father knew Federico over El Juarez in Paso. And there's this beautiful connection between these two wonderful gentlemen. We want to feature Federico on the piano. This one's called Moliendo Café.
café, moliendo 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 café.
Federico Zúñiga, Charlie Montoya, Chelis López.
Thank you so much. Well, we just listened un bolero and then moliendo café, and you are from Texas, Mexico, and California. Why don't you share with us what is that that identified you three as east of San Jose? Those sounds of California, but maybe mainly from here, from this neighborhood.
Tengo como desde 1980. In San Jose, tocando en la iglesia, y en different orchestras, like a Cane Caldillo, maybe for the old people, remember that. And Chris Carmona, it's another one. And right now, I'm retired, and I'm just playing at church. Every morning, I play at the Mass, for those who go to Mass, okay?
Both of the musicians have been playing and kind of maintaining all the dance music in the region, and Charlie has been playing with people like Dr. Loco, Saboricua, the Nightlighters today. You could catch them at the flea market. Charlie, why don't you talk about the importance of dance music for our community?
Well, coming from El Paso about 30 years ago, I think, you know, Charlie said it best in her introductory remarks. We come with our music box, and it's kind of half full. We're open to new things. But we come with what we know, dance music, or the things we play today, liturgical music, or boleros from the golden age of Mexico, you know, on the border. We have everything, and you come to a place like the Bay Area and San Jose, and it's not that we have our own music box, but you meet someone like Federico, and you listen to him play the first time we played several years ago for a family function, and you listen to him play, and you figure, that sounds a lot like my music box, because we have a lot of the same history stylistically. And so when I hear him play songs like Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado and Moliendo Café, it sounds like it's, I'm listening to my father play them, because it's not just the song itself that you recognize, it's the way he plays it that sounds familiar. And so I was blessed to arrive in San Jose, where there's a rich culture and a rich musical history on the east side here of mariachi, of grupos tropicales, of Afro-Caribbean sound. There's so much diverse music that, you know, you feel at home, your own music box, and you have new music boxes to listen to. So I'm so glad I landed here.
We want to listen you, Russell, as well, because you're an anthropologist, you're a mariachi musician, you sing. So why don't you share your ideas, too?
Bueno, you know, I think the influence of family, you know, listening to, I knew Artie, el hermano de Federico Primero. So Artie used to play with bands like the Paisanos. Y'all remember Los Paisanos? Or who was the other group, the Sangria? Tocó con Sangria, and those groups that were playing at all our weddings and all our, you know, baptisms and quinceañeras and funerals. But when I met Lico, Federico came a little bit later, and I saw this different musical influence. Like Charlie said, there was something very stylistically different in his playing that was really characterized in a time where there was a transition from the big bands into small combos, and where the piano player had to cover everything.
Tuvo que tocar todo el pianista, ¿no? Y acompañar en cualquier tono, y cualquier cantante tiene que acompañarlo.
And this was also the way we work in the mariachis. You know, you go play at a wedding, and somebody wants to sing, and they start singing in a different key. We have to change.
Tenemos que acomodarlo, y modular los tonos, y todo, y seguirlos, you know?
And he has that same kind of ambience. And he used to play with a band called Los Latinos that was here. He was the youngest one at like 68. Era un grupo buenísimo, you know, and it was like three saxophones, guitar, piano, drums. And these guys would go out there and the lead saxophone player would just lead the rest of the orchestra. And they would play beautiful and no written music. It was something so familiar for all those that attended the event. So I want to thank Federico and Charlie Montoya. Let's hear
it for you. Thanks.
So we're going to do one more interlude, and this is Alum Rock. The corner of Alum Rock, you know, we need to consider this a wonderful cultural treasure, and this beautiful complex, which is kind of building up a really wonderful reputation of providing incredible cultural art, but it's a space that, you know, most recently where we're seeing how the community is being called into action here. And it's something that we really need to appreciate and maintain. And, you know, I do want to give a shout out to Tamara Alvarado and the whole crew here at the Mexican Heritage Plaza, the School of Arts and Culture, for all the work that they're doing. And the soundscape here at the plaza on the Wednesday nights is something amazing. It'll be here on Thursdays and Tuesdays, but Wednesdays, that was the day I would come with Teatro Vision, with Elisa, and we would work on the shows, Macario, and this year, La Muerte Baila. And there would be these incredible moments. There'd always be this incredible soundscape, layered music. You know, you have a mariachi class, you have the Hawaiian class, you have a drum circle, you have the Capulli Tonaleque and the pavilion, you have Teatro Vision in the gallery, and then Los Lupeños in the dance studio. So you can imagine all the sounds blending. But one day we were taking a break and I heard a couple of the drummers from Capulli Tonaleque, they were just kind of showing each other some rhythms. So they weren't really playing that loud. And then I started hearing this singing and I didn't understand the language. And I was thinking, are they singing now? Is Capulli Tonaleque singing now? And it just was really this beautiful thing. And then when I realized it was the Hawaiian class that was singing their final chant for the day. And the way it layered and became so cohesive with the drumming of Capulli Tonaleque, it was just this one of these fantastic moments of how organic the sound is in this space. But before it was this beautiful complex, the space of Alum Rock, it was the unemployment building for a long time. And then before that, it was the Safeway, in which Cesar Chavez families like the Mendozas, the Rodriguez family, Felipe, Pancho, and his parents were highly active in during the boycotts, in organizing the boycotts with Cesar Chavez. And at these events, we would see incredible energy, songs, yelling, gritos, and musicians like Felipe and Pancho Rodriguez, like Eduardo Robledo, Ben Cadena, who lives right across the street on Winton, were always in the front line singing the protest songs and singing along and getting the boycotters, giving them energy so they can continue to do this work, which was the hardest work. You know, I was looking online and looking at photos, and there's pictures of like Fred Hirsch being gurneyed out of a protest after being beat up. And this is what that was. But there was always music. There was always chanting. There was always prayer. There was always songs to sing. And this is what this space is of Alum Rock.
You are listening to Sounds of California, East San Jose, a production of Radio Bilingue and the Alliance for California Traditional Arts. The program will continue after this break.
We're going to continue with our final act, somebody very special to me. My maestro, he was my first music teacher, and he has recently just received in 2016 from the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Heritage Fellow, which is the highest honor in the United States in the Division of Folk Arts and Traditions. And this is Artemio Posadas. Artemio is going to be accompanied by Pablo Quiroz, a young man that's been studying with Artemio for how many years now, Pablo?
Nine.
9 years. And then one of his other long-lasting apprentices and students, Lourdes Garcia, who's from Richmond and is one of the teachers in folk music, in Mexican folk music, at the East Bay Center for the Performing Arts. And they're going to be presenting to you today some sones huastecos.
Lancemos todos las redes ahora que estamos reunidos para que estos sonidos retumben en las paredes. Porque nosotros y ustedes somos la mancuerna exacta y mi décima compacta. Hoy se quiere alargar y poder felicitar todo el trabajo de ACTA. Buenas tardes, somos el trío Huasteco Bahía Huasteca, con Lolis tocando la guitarra quinta huapanguera, Pablo Quiroz, violín convencional, y esta es una jarana huasteca. Acabamos de interpretar un huapango que se llama el bejuquito. Vamos a tocar otro que se llama el fandanguito. Thank you.
la la. Si tu amor no tiene mito, contigo me quedaré a cantar el fandanguito.
Gracias. Vamos a terminar con otro huapango que se llama El Gusto.
Bravo Lolis, bravo Pablo y bravo don maestro Artemio. ¿Por qué no nos cuenta un poquito, comparta con nosotros? Sabemos que usted llegó en los años 70 acá por estas tierras. ¿Cómo eran los sonidos de California en ese entonces y qué aportó el son huasteco, maestro?
Bueno, yo llegué la primera vez con otros músicos de la Universidad de San Luis Potosí en 1973 por invitación de los lupeños, de Susy Cashion y de Ramón Morones. Y después, en el 74, me invitaron por 3 meses allá a la Universidad de Stanford y empecé a dar clases de son huasteco. También toco algo de son jarocho con el arpa y empezamos a formar músicos. Ruazo fue el primer estudiante tocando la guitarra quinta en esos años.
¿Cómo fue la aceptación de este nuevo sonido, quizás?
Bueno, ahora que estamos hablando de aquí, del vecindario este, recuerdo que nos juntábamos aquí con la familia Mendoza, aquí luego en la esquina, tenían atrás un buen solar, había un caballo, había chivas, no sé qué tanto había, y nos juntábamos con el son huasteco a improvisar versos para ellos y se les hacía algo extraño porque aparentemente eso no existía en esos tiempos aquí.
Usted, de hecho, se aventó un verso para Acta. ¿Hay alguno que usted recuerde que haya sido un verso específicamente para este barrio de Mayfair?
A lo mejor cuando ha habido presentaciones, sí, lo que pasa es que mi presencia aquí está dividida en dos partes. Cuando llegué en el 73, 74, luego otra vez en el 75 y finalmente en agosto del 79 ya decidí radicar aquí, pues apoyé mucho a los grupos de baile, del baile que es en escena, y pues hubo bastantes versos, claro que sí. Y después la segunda parte, pues ya le he pasado mucho en un centro que está allá en Richmond, que se llama East Bay Center for the Performing Arts. Entonces, pues hacemos labor allá y hacemos también labor aquí.
Y bueno, Pablo, sé que tú eres de aquí, de San José, tú vienes de Richmond, Lolis, me gustaría también que ustedes compartan cuáles son esos sonidos que trajo don Artemio con su son huasteco a los sonidos que ustedes estaban acostumbrados quizás desde chiquitos y ya más grandes.
Bueno, para mí en la casa escuchaba música pues de diferentes géneros, pero no había escuchado la música tradicional de México. Entonces, cuando llegué al Centro Cultural en Richmond, vi que el maestro estaba dando clases de música mexicana, entonces con él empecé a aprender el son huasteco, empezando con el violín, y ya después empecé a tomar clases de zapateado y vi que había otros géneros, entonces también aprendí el son jarocho, tixleco y el mariachero con el maestro.
Yo cuando oyó la música que escuché en la casa de mexicano era muy como contemporáneo, como mariachi, contemporáneo, banda, norteño. Y cuando yo le pregunté finalmente a mi papá que si conoce a alguien para enseñarme música mexicana, nunca pensé que iba a ser como música de este. Lo que me interesó mucho es saber qué tan rico es la cultura mexicana, como no supe que estaba tan variado como antes, y yo digo que eso es algo especial que aprendí. The music that I learned, well, listened to in the household, was more like Mexican music that you hear more in like radio, like mariachi, banda, norteño. And when I finally asked my dad when I was around 10 if he knew someone that could teach me Mexican music, I had no idea like the richness of my culture actually had, and that's something special for me.
Thank you.
Pues gracias.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Gracias. Pablo, el trío Bahía Huasteca. Artemio, Lolis, and Pablo once more time.
Thank you.
Can we get Capuli Tonaleque, Damone, and Ellis Carter? The Hala Pula, Luana, and Bravo, bravo. Don Federico Zuniga and Charlie Montoya. Fede. This is the sounds of East San Jose. Let's hear it one more time for them. Thank you so much for joining us in this special event. Let's get Amy Kitchener out, who's been our program manager. Samuel Orozco from Radio Bilingüe. I want to thank Tamara Alvarado for all of this work. Let's hear it for the techs up in the booth. Rich Anthony.
Rob Riddle, our head tech, and Quetzal Flores, who's been running the computer and the slideshow. And also, again, for you, we're not done with this program. You know, the Sounds of California is going to be a continuous program. So if you have a story, if you have a recording, and get in contact with ACTA, and send it in. And again, we want to give out how wonderful it's been to work with the School of Arts and Culture on this project of the Sounds of California. Thank you for coming again. Thank you very much. One more shout to Chelis Lopez.
This has been Sounds of California East San Jose, a production of the Alliance for California Traditional Arts and Radio Bilingüe, in collaboration with the School of Arts and Culture and the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage. Support was provided in part by the California Arts Council, the James Irvine Foundation, the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. This program was recorded live at San Jose's Theater of the Mexican Heritage Plaza on November 25th. The hosts are Chelis Lopez and Russell Rodriguez. The sound engineers are Michael Yoshida, Robert Riddle, and Richard Masuko. Ruben Tapia is the technical producer. The producers are Amy Kitchener and Russell Rodriguez. Samuel Orozco is the executive producer. This is Radio Bilingüe.